命满足他们的需要。我们如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。我们继续站立，这时候我要恭读圣言，弟兄姐妹聆听。以赛亚书第43:3-5，有声音呼喊说，你们要在旷野清理耶和华的路，在沙漠修治我们神的大道，一切深谷都要填满，一切山冈都要削平，险峻的要改为平地，崎岖的要改为平原。耶和华的荣耀必要显现，所有的人都必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。约翰福音第一章19-12，那光来到世界，是普照世人的真光，他在世界，世界也是借助他照的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接受他。凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权力，成为神的儿女。这是上帝的话语。弟兄姐妹，请坐。我们欢迎 Pastor Allen 正道，还有四名姐妹翻译。
Hallelujah。Good morning, all. We are approaching to another year end. And another Christmas. Have you made preparation for this season of joy? I know the church has. You know, this morning as I come,
今天早上我来到教会的时候
，Can I have my PowerPoint, please?
我可以有我的 PPT 吗
？Yeah, I was so amazed by the decoration that Isabel and her creative team how they decorated the church.
为了 Isabel 姐妹他们的这个创意，整个的创意团队为教会披上这个圣诞的彩妆，我非常的惊讶和赞叹。
And let's give her some.Show appreciation. Thank you.
大家给他一阵掌声鼓励。
Yeah, and all these decorations point to the coming of Jesus Christ.
这些所有的圣诞布置都是指向耶稣基督的诞生。
The preparation of Christmas is important.
为圣诞节的庆祝是很重要的。
But what is more important is to prepare for His second coming.
但是更重要的是如何预备我们耶稣基督君王的再来临。
And that's why today's sermon will be focused on how we prepare our heart for the coming King.
所以今天的讲道是关注于我们如何预备我们的心来准备迎接君王的来临。
But before we start, let's look at one of these short video clips.
我们开始之前，我要邀请大家跟我一起看这个短的视频。
Unity in religion.In economic currency, as a collective, we must all do our part to achieve peace and security.
实现和平和安全。
The time has come.For the world to be governed by a single leader.
Before the Antichrist appears,
在敌基督出现之前,
we are warned that there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides.
被汹涌的海浪和怪异的潮水弄得茫然失措。
But before the end,
但终结之前,
there are those who will be found faithful.
会有主认为忠诚的人,
Come, Lord Jesus,
人在那里。
Come.
主耶稣啊, 我愿你来。
May you find me faithful.
愿主看我为忠诚的。
Amen. Amen. That's what people imagine the end time scenario will be like.
这是很多人想象的终结的时候的情景。
And the Bible has also warned us about the coming end time.
而圣经里面也有警告我们, 在来临的这个终结的时候是怎样的。
And if you're looking at our world today, it's heading towards the end time.
而如果你看现在我们当今的世界的话, 确实是指向末了的时候。
And that's why every one of us must make preparation for the coming king.
所以我们每一个人都应该预备为即将来临的君王做好准备。
Yeah. So, you know, you have heard it say, those who fail to plan, plan to fail.
你一定听过这句话, 不做计划的人就是准备计划失败。
And likewise, those who fail to prepare also find themselves unready when the moment comes.
那些没有做好预备的人呢, 在关键的时候, 他们会发现自己是毫无预备的。
In every season of life, you know, we have to make preparation.
在我们生命的每一个季节, 我们都应当做好准备。
Preparation makes us confident and with wisdom to move forward.
那我们才可以带着智慧和自信能够往前行。
For example, an expecting mother must make preparation for her newborn baby.
那因为准妈妈呢, 她必须为她的新生儿做好准备。
An aging adult like me, I have to prepare for retirement.
那年长的成年人呢, 必须通过好好的管理自己的资源, 预备自己的退休生活。
By keeping ourselves well,
来照顾好自己的身体,
and prepare for whatever the Lord wants us to do.
来预备神要我们接下来要做的事情。
If you go to war, a soldier has to prepare and be equipped for battle.
那如果要上战场的话, 一位士兵他必须做好准备, 有齐全的装备, 他才能够上战场。
And perhaps the most important thing is for us to be prepared while on earth for eternity.
那也许我们在世上能够做的最重要的一件事情, 就是为我们的永恒做预备。
There are two fixed points in our life that we can't decide on our own.
我们的人生有两个固定的时间点, 是我们自己无法选择的。
One is our birth,
就是我们出生的那一天。
One is our death,
就是我们还有我们死亡的那一天。
We can't decide where we are born or who will our parents be.
我们不能够决定我们几时出生和我们的父母是谁。
And we can't decide how we will die or when we will die.
我们也不能够决定我们什么时候会死亡或者我们怎么样死亡。
But in between these two points is the most critical decision that you can make.
但是在这两个固定的时间点当中, 有一个你要做的一个很重要的决策。
And that is whether you will accept the salvation gift of God or reject it.
那就是你要不要接受上帝通过耶稣基督所提供的救恩。
So it was precisely for this reason that John the Baptist came.
那正是因为这个原因, 施洗约翰他被差派。
To prepare the hearts of the people for the coming king.
为即将来临的君王预备众人的心。
His message was not. His message was not about living a better life now.
他的信息不关乎于你如何可以在现在过出更好的生活,
or living your best life now.
或者如何过出你人生最好的生活,
but it's about readiness.
而是关于预备。
He called people to repentance.
他呼吁人们要悔改。
So that they might be spiritually ready when the king comes.
使他们在, 属灵上有预备, 能够准备好迎接救主。
But in the passage we read early on,
但是我们今天早上读到的这个约翰福音经文当中,
Jesus came to the world that he created.
主耶稣基督来到了他所创造的这个世界。
He came to his own people.
他来到了他自己创造的人的当中。
But tragically, the world did not recognize him.
但是悲惨的是, 这个世界却不认识他。
And his own rejected him.
那自己的人倒拒绝了他。
He was despised.
他被藐视。
Forsaken by men.
他被人厌弃。
And we did not appreciate him at all.
我们也并不承认, 也并不尊重他。
Yet it was for our sake that he bore our griefs.
但是其实他是担当了我们的忧患。
Carry our sorrows.
承担了我们所有的痛苦。
But we think his afflictions was God's punishment for his sin.
但我们却以为他受责罚是被神击打苦待了。
No.
不是的。
No. It was for our sins that he was crushed.
他其实是为了我们的过犯而受害。
It was for our transgression that he was pierced.
为了我们的罪孽被压伤。
And it was his punishment on this cruel cross that brought us peace.
而他在那残酷的十字架上所受的惩罚带给了我们平安。
Yet the story of the did not end at the cross.
但是这个故事并没有止于十字架。
For Jesus clearly taught that he would come again in glory, this time to reign and to judge.
因为耶稣基督明确地教导他，正如他曾经来受难一样，他还会再来。但是呢，这次是荣耀的统治和审判。
It is in this light of his second coming that he told the parable of the ten virgins.
这就是有鉴于他的再来，主讲述了关于这个十个童女的比喻。
To remind us not only to believe, but also to be ready.
提醒我们不只要相信，我们要做好预备。
There were ten virgins waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
这个比喻是讲说有十个童女呢在等待这个新郎的来临。
Five of these ten virgins were wise. They brought extra oil.
那其中有五个童女呢是聪明的，她们除了拿着灯，还有预备油在器皿里面。
The other five were unwise.
那另外五个是愚拙的。
They did not bring extra oil.
她们并没有预备。这个多余的油。
While waiting for the bridegroom to come, all ten of them fell asleep.
当他们在等候这个新郎来临的时候，十个童女都睡着了。
Yeah, I hope none of us are asleep now.
现在我希望没有人在睡觉。
Yeah, so while waiting, all fell asleep, and then at midnight, they heard a loud cry.
那他们每一个在等待的时候，十个童女都睡着了。但是到了午夜的时候，他们听到一个很大的一个声音。
He said, "Come out!"
有人喊说
，"To meet the bridegroom."
那新郎来了，你们快点出来迎接他。
The five wise virgins were ready, and they went into the wedding banquet together with the bridegroom.
那五个聪明的童女呢，就带着他们预备好的灯和油，就进去参加这个婚宴，与这个新郎同坐席了。
While the five foolish ones desperately going out looking for oil.
那这个五个愚拙的童女呢，因为灯里没有油，就出去要买油了。
When they finally came back,
当他们再回来的时候
，they knock at the door.
他们敲门。
He said, "Lord, Lord, open the door."
主啊，请你给我们开门。
But he replied,
但是主却说
"Truly, I tell you,
我实在的告诉你们
I do not know you.
我不认识你们。
The lesson of the parable is this.
这个比喻教导我们的是
We must be righteous.
我们要做义人。
We must be ready.
我们要做好准备。
And we must be responsible.
我们要做负责任的人。
As we wait for the coming king.
当我们在等候君王来临。
Now, how then can we prepare our heart for the coming king?
可以如何预备自己来迎接即将再来的君王呢
？Isaiah 40:35 give us a vivid picture of the heart preparation that we must take.
在耶赛亚书40:3-5中，先知很生动地描绘了我们应该如何预备我们的心。
In this prophecy, Isaiah named five different kind of terrains of our heart.
在这个预言里面，先知描述了五种不同的我们的心灵的。
There's a desert, valley, mountain, rough ground, and rugged places.
就是沙漠、山谷、山岗、粗糙的土地和崎岖之地。
Each of these ground represent a condition in the believer's heart.
每一个这个地形和地貌都代表了信徒内心的一种状态。
That stifles our faith and hinder our intimacy with God.
这些情况要么会扼杀我们的信心。要么就阻碍我们和上帝有亲密的关系。
And all these obstacles have to be removed before we can prepare for the king to come.
那我们若要预备即将再来临的君王，我们心中的每一个这些障碍都必须清除掉。
The desert place symbolizes spiritual dryness.
这沙漠之地呢，预示了我们心中的那种属灵的干旱。
Distance from God.
跟上帝的关系很疏远。
Where our prayer seems empty.
我们的祷告感觉很空洞。
His presence seems distant.
他的同在感觉非常遥远。
And we begin to wonder whether he really cares for us at all.
我们甚至有时候会怀疑上帝是否还关心我们。
Is your soul in a desert place today?
你今天是不是感觉像在沙漠中？
Could this be one of the reasons?
是不是由以下的任何一个原因造成的？
I think there's something wrong with the PowerPoint. Is that right? Is it the neglect of God's word? Have you stopped feeding yourself with the word of life? That word that makes you like a tree planted by rivers of water.
这些神的话语可以滋养你, 好让你像一棵树栽在溪水旁?
Are you vital in your spiritual life?
你的属灵生命是不是很有活力的?
Or are your leaves withering?
你的叶子是不是已经干枯了?
No, if we neglect the word of God,
如果我们忽视上帝的话语,
then naturally we resemble like a shrub in a desert instead of a tree planted by streams of water.
如果我们忽视了上帝的话语来滋养我们的灵魂，那自然的我们的生命就会更像沙漠中的灌木，而不像一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
Are you over busy?
你是不是太过忙碌？
Are you running on overdrive now?
你是不是一直在超速运转当中？
Are you always chasing deadlines?
一直在不停地追逐这个截止日期？
Losing sleep?
失眠？
And losing your temper too quickly?
轻易地发脾气？
Have you become like Martha?
你是不是变得像马大一样?
Busy and anxious about many things?
又忙碌又为很多事情来焦虑?
When only one thing is needed?
而实际上你只需要做一件事情?
To sit at the feet of Jesus daily?
就是坐在主的脚前?
To receive His grace, His wisdom, and His strength for each day?
来寻求祂的恩典、祂的智慧和力量来陪伴你的每一天?
How about unconfessed sin?
或者是心中有未认的罪?
Do you still bear grudges and unconfessed sin in your heart?
你心里是不是还有积怨, 还有一些未承认的罪呢?
When we have unconfessed sin in the heart, we break fellowship with God.
当我们心里还有未认的罪的时候, 我们就断了和神的团契。
Hidden sins sap our spiritual vitality.
这种隐藏的罪会消耗掉我们的力量和我们灵里的活力。
It produces restlessness and guilt.
让我们里面急躁不安和带着一种内疚感。
And it hinders our prayer life.
那它也会阻碍我们的祷告生活。
So what then can we get out of this desert place?
那我们要如何来走出这种沙漠呢? 使自己的生命恢复生机。
Firstly, the first thing is that you need to prioritize the word of God.
我们第一件要做的事情就是要把神的话语放在首位。
Make the word of God your foundation of life.
那用以神的话语作为你生命的基础。
Because the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path.
因为神的话语呢，是你脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God is our strength.
神的话语是我们的力量。
Our comfort.
是我们的安慰。
Our wisdom.
是我们的智慧。
And our peace.
还有我们的平安。
The word promises that whoever delights in the law of God.
这圣经里面应许说，谁喜欢神的话语，昼夜思想。
And meditate on it day and night.
昼夜思想，思考神的话语。
Then you enjoy good success, and you will prosper in whatever you do.
那你遵行谨守遵行这书上所写的这一切的话， 你的道路就可以亨通， 凡事就会顺利。
The next thing you need to do is to find time for silence and solitude.
那我们还要做的一件事情， 就是要学习安静， 并且与神来同处。
We live in a very, very noisy world.
我们处在一个非常喧嚣，非常吵闹的一个世界。
They always clamor for our time and attention.
不断地争夺我们的时间和精力。
We must deliberately take time off our busy schedule to be silenced before God.
我们必须要有意识地从我们繁忙的日常生活中抽出时间，然后来享受跟神这种安静独处的时间。
Because the word of God say, be still and know that I am God.
因为圣经里面诗篇46章十节说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
God is sovereign.
他是主。
And He's in control of every aspect of your life.
他掌权并且控制、管理、帮助你、看顾你生活的方方面面。
And that's why we need to silence the noisy voices of our heart.
所以我们必须要使我们里面的那种吵杂的声音安静下来。
And learn to live in the unhurried rhythm of the Holy Spirit.
学习如何从容地活在圣灵那种从容的节奏当中。
And thirdly, repent of any known sin.
我们第三要做的就是我们要认罪悔改。
When you have unconfessed sin, you know, It often linked to a desert experience.
当我们心里有未认的罪的时候，常常会带来这个沙漠的体验。
So don't sweep your sin under the carpet.
所以你不要忽视或者遮盖你的罪。
Instead, acknowledge it honestly.
相反的，你要勇敢的承认。
Confess it before God.
来到神的面前来认罪。
Repent and make amends if necessary.
来悔改，并且做出必要的补救。
Because Proverbs 28:13 say,
因为箴言书二十八章十三节说，
Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper.
遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通。
But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy.
承认离弃罪过的必蒙怜悯。
You see, what is hidden in the darkness will grow.
那些隐藏在黑暗中的必定要得到增长。
But what is brought into light,
但是被光明显明出来的。
Heals.
就会得到治愈。
So confess to keep short account of your sin.
所以你要及时的认罪，快快的悔改。
Repent to keep your heart right with God.
你保持这个这样的心态，及时认罪，快快悔改的时候，你可以保持与神随时连接。
The second hindrances of a heart is the valley.
那第一个阻碍我们的，第二个阻碍我们的就是山谷。
So valley symbolizes discouragement, despair, insecurity.Fear and woundedness.
那这个山谷呢，就象征着我们心里的这种沮丧、绝望、不安全感、恐惧和创伤感。
You know, in life, it's hard to avoid setbacks.
我们的人生旅程当中，挫折是不可避免的。
You know, when we have repeated failures,
当我们有时候反复的失败的时候
，repeated hardship.
不同时间一直有很多的伤痛
，and it hurts，
还有一些很深的伤痕。
And if this keep on going, we will have, you know, we will be very discouraged, and to the point of despair.
当这些事情一直反复的来挑战我们，来袭击我们的时候，这些不停的失败和破碎，会让我们心中感觉到非常沮丧。
The other thing is insecurity and fear.
另外一件就是缺乏安全感和恐惧。
Our fear and insecurity can stem from many sources.
我们的恐惧和不安全感可能有很多不同的源头。
It may be due to genetic factors.
有可能是基因的因素。
Some people are born more nervous than others.
有些人就是比一般人容易紧张。
It could be due to past trauma.
有可能是他过去的创伤。
Rejection, failures, or persisting negative self-talk.
或者他被人拒绝。他失败，或者他常常会跟自己有消极的对话。
Have you ever told yourself, "I'm not good enough"?
你是否有告诉你自己，我永远都不会够好
？Or are you in fear that people are always judging you?
你是否常常担心人家又在评论我了，在评判我了
？This internal and external pressure can leave a person feeling inadequate, anxious, and fearful in their life every day.
那这样的内在和外在的压力会使一个人常常感到自己的不足，他会感到焦虑。和恐惧。
Another valley experience that we may feel is woundedness.
那另一种可能给我们的这种山谷体验的是我们的创伤感。
We live in a broken and cruel world.
我们活在一个很残酷和破碎的世界里面。
We can easily be wounded.
我们很容易受伤。
A harsh word.
一个人尖锐刻薄的话语。
A cutting remark.
那些很难听的话。
A broken relationship.
或者破碎的关系。
A painful divorce.
一个很痛苦的离婚经历
，or a difficult childhood experience，
或者很不好的童年经历
，can leave deep scars in our heart for years，
可以在我们的心中留下长期的伤痕。
And this hurt is even worse when it comes from family member, close friends, those we trust, including church leaders.
那当这些伤痕或者伤害是由我们的家人、亲朋好友，甚至是教会的领袖造成的时候，我们会感到更痛。
So how do we lift ourselves out of the valley?
那我们如何帮助我们自己从山谷里面走出
来 ？Firstly, we must seek refuge and solace in God.
首先要做的是，我们必须在上帝那里寻求庇护和安慰。
Because Psalm 46:1 says.
因为诗篇四十六章一节说。
Can you read this for yourself?
你可以念吗？
We read this together, shall we?
我们一起念诗篇四十六章一节。是我们的力量，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Amen. So whenever you are disappointed,
所以每次当你感觉到失望的
时候 discouraged,
你感到绝望的时候
run to God.
Sorry,
run to God.
奔向神
Yeah, because He is a God who cares for us and loves us.
因为他是关心我们爱我们的神
And 2 Corinthians 13 said this as well. 1:3, sorry. Father of mercies, our God is a Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
那哥林多后书一章三节告诉我们，神是发慈悲的父，他是赐各样安慰的神。
He hears us.
他听到我们的声音。
When we pour our sorrows to him.
当我们向他倾诉我们的心声的时候，
He cares for you.
他关心你。
And another thing we could do is during such time of discouragement and despair, worship God and give thanks to Him.
那另外一个你可以做的事情，就是当你在绝望的时候，你可以选择敬拜神，感谢赞美神。
As we worship and give thanks, we let our focus shift from our troubles to His greatness and faithfulness.
所以当我们敬拜，在绝望中敬拜赞美他的时候，我们的注意力从我们自己的烦恼转向神的伟大和神的大能。
The presence of God gives us strength.
神的同在会赐给你力量。
Brings us comfort.
带给你安慰。
Grant us peace.
给你平安。
And renew our strength.
然后更新你的力量。
The third thing is that identity.
还有你要知道你自己的身份。
Know whose you belong and who you are.
你要知道你自己属于谁，还有你自己是谁。
And much of our fear and insecurity comes from not knowing whose we are and who we are.
我们很多的不安全感和恐惧呢，都源于不知道自己是属于谁。
No, when we know that we belong to the Almighty God.
但是当我们知道我们自己是属于全能的上帝的时候
，and all-powerful God.
一个大能的上帝的时候
，the God who promised not to leave you nor forsake you，
那一个这个上帝呢，并且应许他永远不会离开你或者丢弃你
，then we can trust him to protect us and secure us。
那我们就可以相信他，他会保护我们。
And when we understand that our identity is in Christ，
当我们认识到我们自己是在基督里的时候
，defined by His great love and His grace for us，
并且由他的爱和恩典来定义我们的身份的时候。
And very importantly, that we have authority over every circumstance.
并且知道我们自己有胜过仇敌和环境的权柄的时候。
It frees us from fear and insecurity.
我们就可以从恐惧和这些不安当中被释放出来。
You have authority over the enemy.
你有权柄在你的仇敌之上。
Use the word of God.
用上帝的话语。
And thirdly, let go and let God.
第三件就是要做的就是学习放手
let go of,
由神来接手
let go of your disappointment and fear
对于你自己的失望和你自己的恐惧
let go,
要学习放手
let go of your wound
放手你自己所受过的创伤
you know in the Japanese style of kintsugi
有一种日本的艺术 形态叫做日本的金扇
broken potteries are repaired by using precious metal and gold
那这种破碎掉的陶瓷呢？艺术家可以用金粉或者是贵重的金属来修复。
It's not meant to hide the cracks.
这个艺术的形态并不是要遮掩它的这个裂痕。
But to highlight it is a beautiful part of the pottery history.
而是反而是凸显这个陶瓷艺术的这个历史和它的美丽。
No, in the same way, we may have a very sad and broken past.
那同样的，我们身上也有我们的破碎和我们的伤
心。But God can take what is broken.
但是神可以拿到我将我们身上破碎的地方。
And make us a vessel of great use and beauty.
把我们成为一个有价值的和美丽的美好的器皿。
David, who is a man who has gone through great trials.
大卫王呢？是一个经历一生当中经历了许多巨大考验的一个王。
Write this about his experience with God.
他这样写到关于他自己和神的关系。
Let's read this together.
我们一起来念。靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Are you wounded today?
你今天受伤了吗
？Are you discouraged and in fear?
你是不是感觉到失望？你是不是在恐惧当中？
Let go and let God bind up your wounds.
你放手，让神来裹好你的伤处。
Thirdly,
第三
mountains and hills.
大小山冈。
What does this represent? We represent pride, self-importance, idols, and resistance to God.
这个大小三纲代表了我们心中的骄傲，我们的自大自负，
I want you to know
还有偶像和对上帝的抗拒。
That God has no rivals.
我要让你知道，没有什么能和上帝相比。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
Our sense of self-importance.
我们对着自己的这种自大和自
我。And every idol in our heart.
还有我们甚至心里的所有的偶像。
And our consistent resistance to His lordship.
还有我们那种不停的拒绝和抗拒神的主权。
Stand as rival to God.
都是与神来竞争的竞争者。
And true and submit, true submission and allegiance to the King begins when we recognize that God alone is supreme.
我们只有当我们认识到，唯有神在我们生命中是至高无上的时候，我们才可以学习真正的顺服他和忠诚于他。
So it's only when we humbly surrender our ego.
所以当我们谦卑地放下我们的自我，
our ambitions,
我们自己的志向，
and surrender our attachment to him,
和我们的所有的执着的时候，
that he begins to reign completely in our life,
那他就可以完全地在我们的生命里面来掌权，
guiding us with wisdom,
并且用他的智慧，
love,
爱，
and unmatched power,
和他的无与伦比的大能来引导我们。
You know the danger of repeatedly and willfully rejecting Christ,
那你知道吗？如果你反复的拒绝基督耶稣，有一个危险。
It doubts our sensitivity to His voice.
那它会使你削弱你对耶稣基督声音的敏感度。
It hardens our heart.
会使你的内心变得刚硬。
And eventually lead us to be unable to hear Him at all.
那最后会导致我们完全没有办法听到神的声音。
Do you hear His voice calling you today?
你有今天是否有听到他的呼召？
Or have the mountains and hills of your life block His voice?
那或者是你生命中的大小三纲阻挡了神的声音。
He's calling you to let go of your sin.
他今天在呼召你悔改。
He's calling you to repent.
并且来到他的面前悔改。
And return to His bosom.
回到他的怀抱当中。
The fourth hindrance to intimacy with God is the rough ground.
那第四点就是高高低低的地势。
Rough ground are the rough edges of our character.
那这种粗糙的土地就是我们性格里面的瑕疵。
This includes harshness in spirit.
这我们可能我们的里面有一个苛刻的灵。
You lose your temper very quickly.
我们的脾气很急躁。
You are used to giving out sharp words.
常常说出很尖锐刻薄的话语。
And showing impatience with others.
或者对别人不耐烦。
How about inconsistency in living?
或者我们的生活不一致，说一套做一套。
Yes, living a double life, saying one thing and then living another. A Christian on Sunday, worldly the rest of the week.
又或者是一个星期日的基督徒，就在星期天的时候是基督徒，星期一到星期六的时候就是一个世俗的人。
Or a judgmental spirit.
或者有一个很好批判的灵。
Critical and lacking in grace.
With others, 常常喜欢批判别人，对别人没有风度。
Or you have a prideful defensiveness.
或者你心中有很骄傲的自我防御的心。
I'm always right.
我总是对的。
Unwilling to be corrected or confronted.
我拒绝被改正，我拒绝与人对被人对质。
So how do we level the rough ground?
那我们如何使这个心中粗糙的土地夷为平坦呢？
First of all, we have to humble ourselves and acknowledge our weakness and shortcoming.
首先我们要必须很谦卑的来承认我们自己很不足够。
And turn from our sin.
并且转离我们的恶行。
Secondly, when we sin or we make mistakes in our life.
那第二，当我们自己做错了事情或者犯了罪的时候。
Allow scripture to correct you.
要让神的话语来斥责你。
Even rebuke you.
纠正你。
And guide you in righteousness.
来引导你走在义路上。
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit, let Him soften your heart.
第三，要圣灵，让圣灵来软化你刚硬的心。
Listen to His small, still voice.
听到他那微小的声音。
And when you hear Him, obey immediately.
当你听到他微小的声音的时候，马上顺服。
Fourthly, daily surrender to Jesus.
第四，你要每一天学习顺服。
As believer, we always say, "Yes, Lord."
我们作为一个信徒，我们常常说是的，主。
He is not your Lord if you said no, Lord.
如果你跟他说不，他就不是你的主。
So when the more we obey God,
当我们越来越顺服主的时候
，the more gracious we become.
我们就越来生活当中就会越来越彰显神的恩典。
When we face with challenges, we respond with grace instead of with reactions.
当我们面对挑战的时候，我们会用宽容的态度回应，而不是用一种负面的情绪来做反应。
The fifth preparation we must do is the rugged places.
那我们第五个要审视的就是崎岖的土地。
The rugged places represent inner hardness.
那这个崎岖的土地呢，就代表了我们内心那种很刚硬的地方。
The heart that resists God's shaping and molding.
就是一颗不愿意接受上帝塑造和改变的一种心态。
Such hardness of heart is developed when we repeatedly ignore or justify our sin.
我们自己这样的这种刚硬呢，通常是因为我们反复的忽视我们自己的罪，或者为自己的罪来辩解。
We refuse to repent.
我们拒绝悔改。
Insist that we are always right.
坚持自己永远是对的。
And reject godly counsels from our friends.
然后拒绝那些属于来自于神的劝告。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
，long-standing habits of harshness and or hardness may stem from the past hurts or unresolved pain.
那另外一方面呢，我们心中这种根深蒂固的苛刻，很有可能是因为我们过去的伤痛，我们还有一些未处理的痛苦在我们的里面。
Hurting people always erect walls.
当我们去伤害别人的时候，我们总是会筑起这个壁垒。
But when we erect wall, we also block off love and mercy.
但是当我们筑起这些壁垒的时候，我们也阻挡了爱和恩典。
And if such habit is left unchecked,
那如果我们不去我们放任不管我们的这些习惯的时候
Our heart become a rugged place where God cannot reach out to us.
我们的心就会变成很粗糙的土地，甚至连上帝都不能够触及。
So how do we make the rugged place a plain?
那我们要如何使这个崎岖的土地变为平原呢？
Deep-seated hurt and hardness call for deep sanctifying.
那我们心里这种没有处理的伤痛和深层的这种刚硬，需要彻底的得到洁净。
And this is where inner healing may help.
那就是可以通过内在医治得到帮助的。
Secondly, professional counseling.
第二就是专业的辅导。
Professional counseling may help to address both the spiritual and psychological roots of such issues.
那专业的辅导可以帮助到这些处理于源自于属灵或者是心理的问题的这些情况。
And many of our deep-seated hurts come about because we are unwilling to forgive others and forgive ourselves.
那我们心里很多这种深处的伤痛，都是源于因为我们不愿意为自己所受的伤害原谅其他人或者原谅我们自己。
Forgiveness is a vital part of healing.
那宽恕是你要得医治很重要的一部分。
The deeply hurt person must both release and receive forgiveness of his heart to be healed.
那这个受伤的人呢，他必须要学会释放，也接受宽恕，他才能够使他的心理得到痊愈。
And healing of a hardness of heart does not come overnight.
那这种医治不是一朝一夕就能够完成的事。
It requires patience.
他需要很多的耐心。
Self-compassion.
还有对自己的关怀和怜悯的心
，consistent effort，
然后很一贯的，一直很贯彻的一个努力
，from both the church community and professionals。
这不只是来自于教会的群体，还有包括专业人士的参与。
So what are the results of all this preparation？
那这些所有做好预备的结果是什么
？Now when every moral and spiritual filth is removed from our heart。
当我们心中所有的这种道德和属灵的污秽被清除的时候
，Then God's presence, power, and purpose are revealed in us.
那神的大能、同在和旨意就要彰显在我们的生命里面。
We receive spiritual clarity.
我们就会在属灵上看得很清澈。
We know where we are heading.
我们知道我们是朝向什么目标。
We are confident of who we are in Jesus Christ.
我们对自己是在基督里面的身份感到非常有自信。
And to whom we belong.
也很清楚知道自己是属于谁的。
But we must know that preparation precedes God's glory.
但是我们要清楚地知道，我们必须预备之好，才会看到神的荣耀。
Repentance comes before revival.
那我们必须要在悔改 And
purification comes before visitation of the Lord.
那要我们洁净自我，我们才会等到监察的那一天。
So let us examine our heart today as we listen to this sermon.
所以我们今天要审查我们自己的内心，当我们听今天的这个信息的时候，要审查我们自己。
Humble yourself.
谦卑自己。
Turn from all that hinders God's presence.
你要转身远离所有阻碍，你跟上帝同在的那些罪行。
Walk in holiness.
行走在圣洁里面。
So when the king comes, he'll find us ready.
那好叫君王再来的时候，他会找到忠诚，有忠心的仆人。
Examine your heart.
审查你的内心。
Turn from everything that hinders you from intimacy with God.
转离一切阻碍你和神有亲密关系的。
Walk in the holiness of the Holy Spirit.
在一切所行的事情上要圣洁。
And be ready and watchful.
做好准备，保持警醒。
You know, when Jesus comes again, he will ask one question.
当耶稣再来的时候,
will he find us faithful?
他会问的问题是, 你们是不是信实可靠的门徒?
Will he find us ready for his coming?
我们是否已经预备好迎接他的再来?
What would your answer be?
你的答案是什么?
Can we declare this together?
我们是否可以一起这样宣告?
是的,
主啊,
我们会信实可靠。